Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to In the Barber Zone with your man Chavez Moment right here on Barber Zone Radio, barberzoneradio.com, or you can also find us at blogtalkradio.com/barberzone. Well, welcome. We're here for another show. Hey, it feels good to be back on the air. You know, it was off for a little bit, but hey, we're back and we're going to keep it moving. We're fighting through this whole pandemic situation and all of that. So the show tonight. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about some stuff that has happened in the past 6, 7, 8 months that really has never, ever happened in our country that I know of. If I'm wrong, you know, somebody can let me know. But a lot of this economic stuff that's going on, economic relief and pandemic relief and all of that stuff is going on because of the whole coronavirus situation that shut our country down for, you know, at least 90 days. You know, put a lot of people out of work. A lot of businesses got shut down that may not even recover. So some things that happened was stimulus checks, unemployment, pandemic relief checks, grants, and, you know, SBA loans and all of that stuff. Money to keep the economy generated while everything, you know, was on a halt. So, but what happens to all of that money that we receive? I say me because I receive some myself that we receive. How does that affect our tax base? How does that affect our tax returns for 2021? So that's what we're talking about, y'all. Y'all in the Barber Zone with your man Chavez, and we're talking about stimulus checks, unemployment compensation, and pandemic relief, and how it affects our taxes. That's what we're talking about in the Barber Zone tonight. And I've got my special guest. I got my brother. I got my friend, my man, brother Noomsy. His name is Michael Hargrove. And this brother is with Dad, and he's also new business venture with Jumpin' Jack Taxes. So Dad is about the whole fatherhood movement. That's what brought me and this brother together at New Birth Christian Ministries. We both have daughters that are in the same age range, and we were going through the fatherhood situation, you know, of the paternity thing and child support and be able to spend time with our daughters and all of that stuff. So we first clicked up and bonded in that way, and it's just been a great relationship ever since then. So, you know, my brother, you know, my client, my friend, my man, my business associate, you know, we have talks. And one thing we talked about is he's involved with the income tax business. So, in fact, he's doing my taxes now. So that's how we came up with the conversation. And I said, dude, let's just have a show. So you know how we do it. So thank y'all for joining me in the Barber Zone tonight. We're going to get Brother Hargrove on here in a minute. So if you're listening, I appreciate you. There's a few ways that you can listen to tap into the show. Right at barberzoneradio.com. You can go to our Facebook page, which is Barberzone Radio. Just click listen live. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/barberzone. Go there, click it live. And I'm working on getting on some of these other, you know, little podcast platforms. So you can go to the different podcasts and listen to it. So, yeah, I appreciate y'all for the encouragement and keeping your boy motivated because, hey, this pandemic time has been kind of hard on everybody, you know. yours truly included. So I thank you for listening in and tapping in. So, yo, so we're talking about these stimulus checks. You know, that $1,200 that everybody got. You know, and with Walmart mess around and put all the TVs on sale for $1,200, you know, that money you got, the money you got, for it was a little bit more. If you had children and all that good stuff, your check was a little bit bigger. But what happens, y'all, when we have to file our taxes, and reflect that $1,200? For the individuals that have gotten the unemployment, the PUA, what happens with that money? Do we claim it, or do we just take it and we got to use it? What happens to it? You know, the SBA loans that a lot of people was getting, and, you know, the PPP money. What happens to all of that when we have to file our taxes next year? Yeah, I think it's just free money, and you don't have to reflect it. You don't have to claim it. You don't have to show that they gave you $15,000. So, yeah, that has to be reflected. And I got my brother Michael Hargrove on here. So we're going to get him on the line without a further ado. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I forgot to tell you. If you want to tap into the show also, the number is 914-205-5374. You can call in, and, you know, after we had the brother on here, we can ask him a few questions. We can have a little dialogue on, you know, what happens to all of this different money, stimulus, unemployment, pandemic relief, these loans and all that stuff. So brother Mike, let me know when you're ready to get started. You can just simply press 1. And anybody else, when you call in, just simply press 1 and let me know that you're ready to tap in and you would like to say something about the topic tonight. So, Brother Mike, when you're ready, I know we were on a little bit ago, but when you're ready, you got all your things together, just hit that 1, man, and I'll get you on the line. So I appreciate it. We got a few more people that's on the line. I thank you. You know, share this with your friends. Tweet it, tag it, post it, snap it, whatever you do. Just share it, because this is information that a lot of us need. So, you know, a lot of us are self-employed individuals. How does that money affect our situation? So, Brother Michael Hargrove, welcome to the Barber Zone, man. How are we doing tonight, sir?
And like Spike Lee says, wake up. It's time. Well, we got to wake up. Man, thank you so much, first and foremost. Literally, my brother from another mother, you know.
Yes, sir.
Just love and appreciate you on so many different levels, man, as a fellow father, and how that you've navigated your fatherhood situation has really been an inspiration to me and motivation. I love the conversations that you have with me when you're talking about the relationship that you have with your adult daughter. You know what I mean? Like, I have a 17-year-old. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're going through challenging times, man, as a teenager and all this other stuff. But, you know, hopefully on the back end of all of this, when she's an adult, you know, it's just a different level of fatherhood. And it is at least encouraging to see, you know, like I said, how you guys interact and just the impact that you had on her life, that she you see full facet of that today based on how your relationship is, man. So keeps me motivated, keeps me encouraged.
Thank you.
You know, from a barbering standpoint, man, some of the crispiest some of the crispiest cuts, if you have a chance. I'm just saying, this brother's degree of crispiness is unparalleled. But also too, man,
thank
just
you,
your
sir.
Give back as it relates to men and in particular fathers in mental health, man, is so critical. It's so critical, man. Just thank you. So I just had to give you a love shout out first.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
It's my honor and pleasure to be here and here to answer basic questions if people want to chime in. But really, it's just some base. The think about this stimulus. It's a package, right? So
yes, sir.
just while it was a bunch of money, the stimulus checks that were issued were still a relatively small portion of the stimulus package, right? But unless you're a business, multi-million, billion-dollar business, you know, you don't really understand how much this stimulus package helped. But for us, it's like, hey, with this $1,200, it could change some folks' lives, yes. And then others, it was just a compliment. So while it was a small part, it still affects us, right? So, you know, the main question is, how did this come about? You know, why do we need a stimulus, you know, first and foremost? And it was done to stimulate the economy. You made a point that, hey, Walmart put TVs on sale, quote-unquote sale, for $1,200, right? They knew exactly how much next week. So was the government giving you money to catch up on light bills, or was the government giving you money to invest back into the market?
Invest back into the market.
You know, it was a stimulus, unfortunately, not for our household. The notion was that people are going to use this to, because, you know, you think about it as extra money or whatever, to spend on things that they normally wouldn't buy. Again, I'm not saying everybody did this. You know, a lot of people caught up on whatever. But, man, when you got it, you're like, hey, I always wanted to get this TV. And so now we're using our taxpayer dollars to stimulate the economy by going to these retailers that have had a drop in retail sales because of COVID. Right? You know, people are adding cable services. People are purchasing cars, using it for down payments, different things. So that's really what the stimulus, when they think stimulus is, and I'm not knocking the government, but it wasn't necessarily to stimulate our personal lives. It was really used to stimulate the economy. Now, that's really what it's about. So that's what the stimulus check was, right? Now, the second question, things that you brought up was, well, now that I've received it, what happens as it relates to my taxes? And so you received a stimulus if you filed your 2018 and or 2019 taxes, right? And that basically, the reason that they say that you file your 2018 or 2019 so they could track you in the system. So as long as you popped up in their system and you filed, you would get a stimulus, right? It's real simple. And for those who didn't receive it, you know, they simply can still file either their 2018 or 2019 taxes and still get the stimulus. Now, if you're an individual who may not normally file a tax return, you have people who are on Social Security and different reasons why you may not file a tax return, or your income's below the threshold where you have to actually file a tax return, you can still get the stimulus. You just have to go through IRS website. You can go to your tax professional, and they can help you file for that if you haven't. So those are just some basics about the stimulus. Now, have you had any conversations with your clients about what the stimulus is? Anything that we can kind of relate to comes from real life, real time questions that you receive? Because, you know, you serve as barber, mentor, business consultant. When I'm in that chair, I'm talking to you about everything.
It was where a lot of people didn't understand that that it was, one, used to stimulate the economy, and two, that it's going to reflect on their tax return next year. So tell me if I'm wrong. I'm just going to use these for basic numbers. My understanding is, like, say, if you had a $5,000 tax return coming back next year, if you had a refund, I'm using the right term, if you had a refund coming back of $5,000, you had to take into account and deduct the $1,200 from the stimulus that you received, meaning you will receive a refund of $3,800. That was my understanding of how the stimulus check went. It was basically a advance on your tax return. Is that basically how it works?
Yes. So when you file your taxes, anyone who's filed their taxes, have you seen things that are called tax credits? Like, for example, if any of you have kids in college, or even if you're in college yourself, you may get education credits, right? So these are components of a tax return that affect your overall, what they call adjustable gross income, right? So let's say you make $50,000. You have tax credits as it relates to being in school, right? And then you have what are called deductions. And tax credit, an example was, for example, the education credit. Then you have deductions, right? And deductions are used to also reduce your taxable income. So when they say, if you've heard the term adjustable gross, you start off with $100, and then your income basically is adjusted based on credits, deductions, and whatever that final number is, that's your adjustable gross, and then you're taxed on that, right? So using your scenario of $5,000, what you were advanced with the stimulus checks is an advance of tax credits that you normally would receive.
Okay.
And you're correct. So if I got three chillins under the age of 17, I got three stimulus checks of $500. Well, with those kids on my tax return, I normally get a deduction, right? You're a dad, I'm a dad. At some point, you may have gotten a tax deduction for your daughter, right? So that deduction each year has a set amount. And that set amount fluctuates. So they'll vote on it in Congress, and you say, you know, one year you may have a deduction for your kids of $2,000. Next year you may see it as $2,600. So if you kind of paid attention to when your taxes are filed, you'll see those. And then you have deductions. Mm-hmm. So like if you're married, you heard of married, filing, joint, or separate, you have a deduction for each one of those filing statuses, right? So all the government did was say, hey, you get certain deductions and credits based on your personal situation. We're going to advance you for the children's portion, 500 of that now. So as opposed to you waiting till when you file your taxes in 2020, that portion of your deduction or that portion of your credit, we're going to advance it to you now. So to your point,
early.
You go to
you're just getting that money early.
Now, it's not considered. A lot of people thought, man, do I have to pay? One thing people have asked me that I thought was clear in some of the information that was out there, but apparently wasn't, because a lot of people are asking, do I have to pay taxes on this money? And you don't. You don't, because it's an advance of a credit.
Mm-hmm.
So people thought, like, man, you know, I got a bunch of money because I've got me, my spouse, that's $2,400 right there. We got four kids under that. So now that's another, you know, $2,000. That's four plus thousand. That could take you in another tax bracket depending on where you're at. So those are some of the basics. And what you said, basically, if you had shared that with your customers or clients, that's correct. It's just an advance on credits for next year.
Okay, because that was some of the, like, yeah, I've got this money. I'm like, it's not what you think it is. So it's just some of the miseducation and the lack of education in our community is one reason why I wanted you on here to have this show, so we can start to educate our community, our young people who are starting to come up and, you know, getting jobs for the first time, and they're in a situation that, you know, has never ever happened to us before. So just trying to, you know, share information and you know, help our community out, because it's a lot of, you know, a lot of talented individuals in our community. The lack of education and the motivation has them like stuck. And when you know, when you don't know where you're going, you're hesitant to make moves and do this and do that. But, you know, if us as, you know, I guess I can call myself now an elder, I'm over 50, so, and the community don't share the information with the young people, you know, we're actually setting them up for failure. So, you know, that's why I wanted to have shows like this. So, y'all in the Barber Zone with your man, Shavir's Moment, right here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. You can always find us right here at blogtalkradio.com/Barber Zone. So, we're here with my brother, Michael Hargrove, and we're talking about stimulus checks, that unemployment compensation, and, you know, the whole pandemic was relief. And how's that affecting our taxes? So we're here. Hey, Mike, hold on. But you know what? You've never told the people really what your name is, you know, what you do, how to get contact with you. So before we go any further, man, give the people your information and your credentials so they just don't think it's me and my homeboy talking on here and we don't know what we're talking about. So let the people know who you are, brother, if you were for a second.
So I was okay, you know. You know, it's Michael Hargrove, aka Sweet Brother Noomsy. You know, that's just me. It's me. So if you see me on the street, but ultimately, man, you know, I started an organization, a social enterprise called DADS. Now that is an acronym. It's DADDS. So that's DADS. Actualizing Divine Destiny Simultaneously. You know, Black folk love their acronyms. So I was like, you know, Let me do this acronym, and the whole purpose of it, starting off as a support group, and we've evolved into a social enterprise, is to help fathers create the best possible parenting environment based on the goals that they have for their family. I was a single dad for 6 years until I met my wife, my rib with extra sauce, and we've been married since 2011. I'm just 9 years.
Right.
So during that time frame, again, DADS has evolved, but where we are today, again, when I speak and use the term social enterprise, one of the areas that I struggle with and is constantly evolving was in the area of family finance. And so one of the things throughout the years working with DADS and, you know, whether it be working on projects, working with other organizations, is that family finance is like always a sticking point. A lot of times your finances, in particular with dads, when they think about finances, it's usually child support, right? And that's just a tool to address financial concern, but it's family finance. Like, I have a child, what does my financial picture look like today? And I got a three-month-old relative to when they start college. We're thinking about it their whole life. So with the development of DADS Financial Legacy Group, and it's all based on how do we leave an inheritance? What are the rules? What are the strategies we need to leave an inheritance for our children's children? The basis of our company, the motto really of this particular division, is Proverbs 13:22, and it's about a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, right? And so one of the areas that I found that whether you're rich or poor, that affects every dad, everybody, but in particular every dad, is taxes. So that's why we decided we were out here looking for some partners. We partnered with Jumping Jack Taxes. They're out of Philadelphia. They're Black-owned, Christian-owned company. And while we work with everybody, you know, I was drawn to them. It's a young husband and wife couple who started this business and really gave an opportunity for entrepreneurs such as myself, social entrepreneurs, individuals who are looking to, you know, build a family legacy through a needs-based business. And I was thinking, like, this was a perfect complement to help the dads that I work with. And so taxes is our main foundation, but we also, you know, consult in the areas of credit and insurance. And, again, helping you lay the foundation for your children's children. So you can reach us at 614-664-8829. Again, that number is 614 664-8829. And really with the start of this show, we really are going to be really active and robust. We've developed a Facebook page. You can like the Facebook page. You can find us under DADS, that's D-A-D-D-S, Financial Legacy Group. And you can find us on Instagram at DADS, D-A-D-D-S, F-L-G. And for those that, you know, like to email, you can email us at info@DADDSFLG.com. So that's a little bit about who I am, man. Just a brother trying to do a little good in the neighborhood. That's all.
Just a brother trying to do something good in the neighborhood. Hey, I appreciate you, good sir. I appreciate you. Yo, y'all in the Barber Zone right here with your man Chavez Moment. We right here, BarberZoneRadio.com. The number, if you want to call in, speak with my brother, Michael Hargrove. The number is 914-205-5374. All right. I see we got a few people on here, so we'll get to them in a few minutes. Good brother, we talked about stimulus checks.
Yes, sir.
What about the unemployment? What about the unemployment compensation? And how does that reflect on, you know, on our taxes? Now, is that something that's taxable, or how does that work?
Man, look, this is going to be an area that is going to hem up so many people. And the reason being, I'm not, you know, not a negative person ever, man, but I'm telling you, man, I'm really concerned about the number of people that are going to be affected negatively by this, the unemployment. The reason being is this. Many individuals who received unemployment did not have taxes taken out of their unemployment. Because your unemployment benefits, even though it's not considered earned income, it's considered unearned income, you have to pay taxes. Now, the benefits received for unemployment, this is in Ohio, right? Benefits mm-hmm. received for employment compensation are subject to federal and Ohio state income tax. So when you get money, whether you business person, your W-2 employee, a lot of times you'll see taxes that you're responsible for are your federal taxes. And then you have your state taxes. So your state, different states have different state taxes.
Yes.
You know, so like Florida, it doesn't have an income tax, but Ohio does, right? So you got your state income tax. Then you have your local taxes. So like, for example, I'm sure you have clients that live all over the city, right? You may have one that lives in, let's say you got one that lives in New Albany. You may have one that lives in Gahanna. Like, there's taxes specific to those cities, right, if you live there, if you work there. So people have to account for all of those tax types out of their checks, right? Now, with unemployment, again, you have to worry about the Ohio, which is your state, and your federal. But because it's not what they considered earned income, because, you know, it's more of a – think of it as like your compensation for insurance payout, if you would. You don't have to pay the local taxes on it, right? So let's say you get $100 from unemployment normally, just based on your situation. Well, guess what?
Okay.
You also got an additional $600 in stimulus money.
Yes, sir.
Right? So let's say that's $700 for the week. Now, the unemployment portion of that comes from the state, that $100, right?
Okay.
You have to you should set aside at least 10% of that for federal income taxes only. But if you have no taxes taken out, then let's say you get $100, people are getting 26 weeks, they're doubling that, almost close to a year, right? So basically you've been getting this money with no taxes taken out.
Okay.
That are going to be due
at the end of the year, it's going to be due.
Yeah, you smell what I'm cooking.
Thank you. That $10 times that 26 or whatever. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm understanding. Yeah. Okay, now, so that's the $100. So the $600 would be considered just like the stimulus check would. Would that be reflected as the stimulus check since it was a stimulus to help through unemployment, or is that something totally different?
The stimulus paid through unemployment was an increase of the unemployment benefits. Therefore, it's under the same taxation. But a lot of people think because it's stimulus, it works the same as the stimulus check that I received.
Okay.
You with me?
Okay. Okay. That's what I was trying to get clear, because we did have a conversation about that. Like, no, man, that $600, that's part of the stimulus package in the check, because, you know, they just gave it to us in the weeks, man, instead of giving us in the check. I'm like, no, you know, we had some conversations about that, too, because, yeah, people were talking about, you know, how much their unemployment was, and then you had the $600 that lasted for, excuse me, this period of time. So it was a little discrepancy on what it was going on. So that's why I had to ask you that question. Was it part of the stimulus check, or was it part of unemployment compensation? So you've cleared that one up as part of unemployment compensation. Hey, brother,
exactly.
That's why I got you on here, man.
So, man, I'm just trying to do a little good in the neighborhood, man, and help anybody maybe in this position now to say, hey, we don't know whether or not, and most likely the second part of the stimulus isn't going to pass until after the elections, we can assume.
That's over.
Yeah, so a lot of people's unemployment benefits have run out. So at this point, if you haven't had taxes taken out, you're going to want to at least, and the easy way to figure it out is if I've gotten paid, I'm just throwing out an abstract number, all right?
Yeah.
I've gotten paid $5,000 in unemployment benefits total.
Yes, yes.
And you have not had taxes taken out.
Okay.
Then you can account for at least 10% of that that's going to be owed for federal.
Okay.
Because, again, these stimulus, people think stimulus and apply it to everything. You received a separate stimulus check that's not taxable income. Okay?
Yeah.
The stimulus increase to your unemployment benefits simply increased the unemployment benefits, but it's still considered unemployment compensation, therefore it's subject to federal and state income tax.
Okay. Clarity. Thank you, brother. That's what we need. We need clarity. So, you know, we pass so much information from our chairs to our clients, whether we're in the barbershop, the salon, or whatever we're doing. So I just want to make it where we're passing the correct information to our clients, because, you know, they pass it on to their family and friends. So we want to cut down all the misinformation that's going out, you know, of our shop. So, brother, I'm thanking you for that. So you're here with your man, Shavir's Moment, right here at BarbersOnRadio.com. And we're talking about stimulus checks, unemployment compensation, and we're going to talk about, like, them SBA loans and all that pandemic relief stuff, and how it affects our taxes, y'all. How is it going to reflect next year when we have to file out, you know, for our 2021 taxes? How is that going to reflect? So, you know, a lot of people going to get surprises. But then I want it to be, if anybody is tapped into the Barber Zone, that they'll be prepared, because we have an individual on here that's sharing the information that we need to know when we go into this new tax season, so we can start preparing to save some money, so when we get those taxes done, it's not a big surprise to us. So myself included, I'm part of it. I got the unemployment and I didn't have the taxes taken out. So I got to start putting my 10%, you know, I got to start, I guess you got to look at it as your unemployment tithes. I got to put my unemployment tithes to the side.
That's facts. And keep in mind, it's state and federal. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, there's an option
yes.
to withhold Ohio taxes from unemployment. But, again, you're responsible for state, federal, but no local.
No local. That's another situation. Okay. Yes. Because, like, for my example, I work in Columbus. I mean, I live in Columbus, but I work in Reynoldsburg.
So,
you know, that's a different situation like you were talking about earlier. You have individuals that, you know, they live in New Albany or Gahanna, but they work in Columbus. So it's a different tax thing that goes on right there. So, brother, I'm just appreciating you sharing this information. Yo, if you want to call into the show, because you might be listening, you know, through the BarberZoneRadio.com or the Facebook page or through the Instagram page, which is BarberZone Radio. So if you want to call in, if you want to tap in, if you want to say something, if you want to ask the brother a question or you want to share some information or just give your opinion on it, you can call in 914-205-5374. And, you know, and if you're ready to ask a question or, you know, say something, press 1. Simply press 1. We'll get you in so, you know, you can ask some questions or comment. So I see we got some individuals on the line. I appreciate you. So I see we got somebody just pressed 1. So I'll get to you in 1 second. And the way we do it, if you've never been in the Barber Zone before, I'm going to read your area code and then your first 3 numbers. I'm not going to give you a whole phone number out. So be ready because I see we got a lot of 614s on here. I appreciate Columbus stepping in. I appreciate y'all. 614 holding me down. One more thing, Brother Mike. We've talked about stimulus checks. We've talked about unemployment compensation. Now, what about the SBA loans and the grants and all of that stuff? How is that reflected on our taxes? Does that affect our tax base, or what happens with that money, with that funding?
Brother, I think we talked about doing a part 2 on this because, man, it is – have you heard about all the cats that got the money, spent it on diamonds, grills, clothes, and getting hemmed up?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So look at it this way,
brother. I see. We will have to do a part 2.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of people that signed up for the SBA, loans. The basis was what, 10,000 or something, and people was getting 10,000. You know, making up business and getting tax ID numbers and all of that stuff, and getting you know tens of thousands of dollars, and they don't know what's going to happen to them. But shit, somebody is responsible for that. Because our brother, it was some brothers that came to the shop and said, yeah, man, we got this amount. And, yeah, we just went on and made us a tax ID number and got us a this and that. And you know what I mean? They put it in our account. And I just closed that account, man, and I just took the money. I said, bro, you're still responsible for that money.
Yeah.
You know? So and then here's another crazy situation. We had individuals that was signing up people's unemployment, but using their bank accounts. So that person would get the money deposited into their account and then give the people their money, and they was charging them fees to file their unemployment.
Yeah,
totally different situation. Yeah, brother. So. Like you said, we're in the barbershop. We see the good, the bad, and the ugly. So, yeah.
I'm like, man, depending on what they're telling you, they're trying to make you an accessory. Like,
hey, bro, that's why the names have been changed to protect.
To protect, bro. Look, I ain't no snitch either, man, but God, I didn't even realize that hustle was out there. Like, really?
Brother, yes. And I see on the flip side, I have clients that work for the attorney general and stuff like that, and there's a lot of letters going out to recapture that money. So it's a lot of stuff going on, good and bad. So that's why we're here to pass along the good information, the positive information, so you can be financially responsible. So, like dads and the whole situation, you can leave a legacy for your young people. You know, we want to be financial and we want to be wealthy. We don't want to be rich. You can be rich and you can be poor the next day. But when you have wealth, that's generational. That's something you live for your grandkids, not just your kids, but your grandkids. So that's what we want to produce is some financial legacies in our community. And not, like you just said, not just brothers and sisters riding around on rims and tires and gold and all of that type of stuff. We need something that's going to sustain us through our generations. So, all right. So moving right along, brother, I appreciate you for everything. Got an individual on the line right here from Columbus. It's 614-209. Who do we have in the Barber Zone with us tonight?
Well, first of all, I want to say such great information. Thank you so much for having him on. You know, you can never lose in the Barber Zone. My question is, so is it safe to say, Mr. Hargrove, that we probably should hold on to this next stimulus check just in case we need to pay taxes?
Hashtag yes.
Yes. Well, first of all, sister, I thank you for tapping in, but would you tell us who you are?
I go by the name of Lady Extreme.
Lady Extreme. Okay, how you doing? Thank you for calling in to the show.
I'm doing well.
Thank you for calling, Miss Extreme.
Thank you for doing this show. I mean, I really appreciate it so much. And then the second question, and then I'll just listen, is how can a parent position their children with this influx of income to, you know, how can we position? Do we get a savings account? Do we bonds? I mean, is there any suggestions that you might think that we should be able to position our children for this next wave of stimulus?
Speaking of the children, you know, we got to love the children. And thank you for asking this question, Miss Lady. Miss Nicole, I love you. I just want to put a love shout out there to Miss Nicole Carter. She's an incredible mother, incredible wife. And she is always thinking about her children's future and really her children's future already. So she's another person I admire. So, Miss Nicole, to answer your question, there are some tax strategies you can use to invest your stimulus, right? So let's say you have $1,200. This is one of a bunch. Let's say you're $1,200 and you have no retirement savings, okay? Now, you could invest that $1,200 into an IRA. So why invest in an IRA? Well, contributions, and you know, there's a more detailed and robust conversation about how IRAs work. It's an individual retirement account. But by putting money in this individual retirement account, the amount of money that you put into that individual retirement account can potentially reduce your taxable income. So you get a double benefit by investing in this product. You have, obviously, retirement savings, right? You need something when you retire. And then, two, by you investing this money, it reduces your taxable income. So also on the back end when you're filing your taxes, again, if you make $50,000, let's say you're in a 20% tax rate, if you invest $1,200 into an individual retirement account, now I'm not a licensed broker, so I cannot tell you which, you know, investments to put in. I can explain to you the tax law attached because the IRA or the individual retirement account is essentially an investment account with a tax law attached to it. So, double benefit. Invest, you got money for retirement, plus it reduces your taxable income. So if you make $50,000, you invest $1,200, you now make, the IRS looks at you making $48,800. So instead of being taxed at you at a 20% tax rate, instead of being taxed at $50,000, you're now taxed at $48,000, let's say $200,000. Another tax strategy you can use with your stimulus check. There are 529 accounts, and essentially these are college savings accounts set up by each state, and you put the money in these accounts, and this is just a quick overview, but it grows, and as the money grows and it gains, so like if you invest, you get 5% a year, whatever the return is, the gain you're not paying taxes on as long as you use it for education expenses. So again, kind of a double benefit. You're setting up a college savings plan, plus you're getting tax savings. So again, these are just different ways. Start a business. So if you say, I would say the third thing I'll leave you with this is, hey, take your $1,200, start a home-based business. And I'm not a pusher or promoter of a particular multi-level marketing company, but so many of us, especially in the black community, are familiar with multi-level marketing companies. And a lot of times you get involved with the companies and you don't even realize you set up a home-based business and you have a multitude of tax advantages. So whether it be a multi-level marketing you're interested in, whether you're making candles, set up a business, and now we can look at deducting home expenses, right? The investment that you made into your business is considered a capital contribution to your business. So there's multiple ways, as opposed to going to Walmart and get the $1,200 TV, which will be worth $600 at being home. And, you know, just some thoughts.
Yeah, that's a great one because
amazing. Oh, thank you so much. I mean, I was just saying that's, you know, just amazing, all the different opportunities and different ways that you, you know, instructed to stretch the finances that we were going to receive and not blow it this time, you know, this time. So thank you so much. Again, thank you, sir, for, you know, just doing this talk. It's really highly educational and appreciative.
Oh, thank you for calling in, and I appreciate you. Just share it with some friends. Just share the information with some individuals that you know, because this, you know, the whole stimulus thing. People got their $1,200, and they acted a fool with it. But I do know a lot of individuals that did, you know, start businesses or, you know, clean up their credit, use the money to clean up their credit or do some things in positive ways. Because, you know, I heard some people talking about, man, we need reparations and our 40 acres and a mule and all that. I'm like, wait a minute. They give you 40 acres and a mule. You can't even do right with $1,200. How are you going to do something with 40 acres and a mule? They give you $1,200.
The backyard patio and a grill.
Know,
that's about the all that you can manage. You can't get a whole 40 acres. You get maybe a 10 by 10 paper patio. That's about it.
It was good to see individuals that did, you know, start their business or upgrade their business using that money and using, you know, their unemployment compensation to help start their business. Like myself, I got an SBA loan and, you know, the other money, and I've purchased a bus that I'm converting into a mobile barbershop. So it was a way of creating another business, but also helping individuals during this pandemic time, because we have a lot of individuals that are not returning to the barbershop for whatever reasons. And this was a vision, and this was actually a great opportunity for me to, you know, make that vision come true. So it's, and you know, there's a lot of individuals around me that have done that. You know, I know brothers that have opened shops and started businesses and food trucks and mobile units. And, one brother, even now, he's going around and he's sanitizing and spraying down people's houses. Like, oh, hey, that's a great one. Now everybody's, you know, extra OCD. The brother actually goes around and sprays people's houses. Yes, he goes and sanitizes houses. It's awesome. Yeah. Like another home-based business. How many individuals are making masks now? You have people that are making multi, you know, tens of thousands of dollars making masks. We just had a brother come through today, and he come through with some new masks with made of bamboo and they've got a flap for your nose so it doesn't fog your glasses up and all this stuff.
Wow.
That's a great idea. So, but he said he's already, you know, he's already locked in, you know, Riker and couple, three, four other big businesses, and they've ordered 10, 15, and 20,000 masks from him. So now this young man who he just went and he, hey, I'm going to start making masks. And now he's he has a business, a legit business from making masks. So, you know, it's a lot of individuals that have had creativity and had ideas, and now this money has allowed them to make those things come true. So, brother, I appreciate
incredible.
It all. And you know, because, yeah, we had some people that was doing knucklehead stuff, and we had some people that was doing, you know, that have done the right thing. So it's just good. Yeah, you're in the Barber Zone with your man, Chavez Moment, right here, Block Talk Radio, BarberZoneRadio.com, the number 914-205-5374. We're talking about stimulus checks, unemployment compensation, and other pandemic, you know, financial relief with my man, Michael Hargrove of Dad's Legacy Group, and also Jumpin' Jack Flash. It's like Jumpin' Jack Flash. we got a few more minutes left on here, and we got a couple other people tapped in, y'all. I appreciate it, and this is funny, and I had to tell two people on here they got almost the same number, so I know they got their phones at the same time, probably at the same place.
There
but, hey,
stimulus check.
You know, stimulus check. But no, hey, got my man on here. He waiting. 614. I ain't even gonna do it. Chris Burke, you're in the Barber Zone. What's going on, man? We just gonna go right to you. What's happening?
You hear me?
Yes.
You hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Michael. You sounding good, man. For real.
Hey, thank you so much.
God bless you. Lady Extreme asked all my questions. So I love her too. Shout out Nicole. I haven't talked to you for a while, but you know, it's good to hear your voice. Chavez, you know, I'm always really proud of you with the van thing, man. So I jumped on my Jeep Cherokee yesterday. So I'm stimulating my own business, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you'll see me running around in the 4x4, selling 4x4. That's how I made it. Yeah, Michael, I got a product line called 4x4.
Awesome.
You know, like Chavez, we took that opportunity. We had conversations. We, you know, motivated each other to get these things done. And so, you know, that's what we did in the downtime. I mean, I took leadership classes. I invested in my business.
Yes.
I was wondering about, you know, how to leave a wealth to my kids, all six of them. And, you know, So I'm reviewing my life insurance policy and my retirement plan, you know, those kind of things. You hit all of them, man. So thank you for the confirmation. I was wondering if I had left something out. Oh, keep your eyes out. Me, Ben, and Gabe made our own business during the quarantine time. We're selling T-shirts.
Man.
You know how Ben is. Ben's doing the artwork. Gabe is the hype man. He gets online and like, yo. Me, my dad, and my brother, we got our own company called Brothers and Sons Apparel. And if you like it, you need to hit the button. You know, you know, Gabe.
Hilarious.
You're going to DJ, so.
He's a handsome version of Gabe.
He's a what?
He's a handsome version of Flavor Flav, the hype band. You know, he's a handsome version.
Absolutely. And Ben. The way Michael came on, I started listening to Roderick. He was sounding like Roderick. Roderick is one of the top educators. He comes on the same way, you know, a little bit of edge, a little bit of humor, a little bit of, you know, taglines that you never forget. So, you know, I'm just, I just had to chime in and just tell you, man, proud of you, man. You know, we've been around for a long time. You know, did you start dancing, Bodybuilders?
Did you have it before, and you kind of tweaked it,
right?
Yeah, it was more honed, if you would. Yeah, I mean, it helped with the direction because, again, it was a support group, and it was just like, hey, it wasn't a group just to complain. It was like, hey, you know, kind of an empowerment. What do you guys, hey, I went to child support today. What'd you learn? I filed for my rights today. And then it just evolved because we needed more than just conversation. So
I remember we were kind of revamping it, you know. So, I mean, proud of you on that. Keep bumping into you at the events with your booth and all that. You know, step through the conversations when you, you know, got your message and you're delivering it. I watch it expand. So I just had to come in and compliment you, man.
Thank you, thank you. Well, keep up the good dad work, barber work. You got some crispy, cuts your way as well, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Yes,
sir. Yeah.
So I did want to ask both of you. There's a lot of barbers, beauticians who are in the industry. What are some challenges that you guys have keeping track of your taxable expenses?
Well, let me try and this in because I wrote a textbook, and so people don't buy it until they're in trouble. And you know, I've gotten a lot of people out of, you know, their situations with the textbook, but right now we've got record keeping. Most people are on the apps, so you know that records at least the recordable income, and it helps them. But you know, things like you've shared, they don't really know. And I talk about it in plain language. And when Trump came in and as the president and changed the tax code, it was really crazy how that went because he got voted in November, and in December he talked about changing. He come in, he says he's changing it in January, and he didn't come out with it till the second week of March. So I couldn't even revise it. But you know, you mentioned starting a home business. It did not affect negatively home businesses or independent contractors at all. It was actually made for us. And so, you know, I wrote the book because people were not filing taxes, but they were running around talking about being six-figure barbers and, you know, stunting on, you know, every level. And so, you know, I'm like, well, we're going to get tagged in that. So, you know, I wrote the book. And, you know, like I said, it was a good book. Mel edited it for me. Well, actually, he read it. He's like, I don't have to edit this. And I was like,
But to answer,
I just filed so many times.
Yeah, but another one to answer your question is, Mike, we're not financially organized. A lot of like Chris said, a lot of us are using the apps like Square and the Booksy and stuff like that do calculate your income. But as far as our expenditures, a lot of people aren't financially organized to keep those type of records. So at the end of the year, we can tell you how much we made, but the problem is that it's telling you our expenditures. So that's where the bookkeeping and the record keeping is the part that's the hardest part for independent contractors, because a lot of independent contractors don't have the business schooling that they need to be financially organized. So it's stuff like this that's adding financial literacy, which will increase financial organizing. So that's the stuff that a lot of barbers and a lot of independent contractors are missing, is the bookkeeping, not the income, but expenditures, and knowing what can be written off on our taxes. You know, a lot of individuals don't realize that's like shoes and, you know, your mileage and your food, the time that you're working, and, you know, some of the supplies. And if you have a home-based business, you can write part of your part of your house off, and maybe your internet, and maybe your phone bill, and they don't know that some of the advantages that you spoke of earlier are available for us. So that's
right.
Just that's some
yeah.
of the
and
stuff.
Creative positioning.
We're great yeah. talents. We're just not financially right. educated. So that's the major part of
my industry. And if there's any advice I would give, get a good tax accountant. I mean, I trust Mel. He's you know, he won't do nothing crooked, and that's good because I think that's the other thing. People, when they say how good are they want to know how crooked they can be. But you don't want to get on that track. You really don't. And like Shabazz said, you know, when they're doing these things, a lot of times when I'm talking to people, kind of getting them out of it, I've got to, you know, tell them, go through your box, you know, because that's the best case scenario. They just throw it in a box. And I was guilty of that for a long time. But now we've got
the credit
card or digital transactions.
Throw it in the shoebox.
Yeah, we got the credit card transactions, which, you know, if you actually get a dedicated account, business account, then you can just research that account. You have to, you know, legitimately use it for business. You can't throw extra stuff on there. And you know, if you're ever really getting audited, you're going to have to watch your money transfers to, you know, why you're giving yourself money, you know, are you taking it out and all this other kind of stuff. But, you know, it's I think we're getting there, and now it's just conversations like this where, you know, a person can actually go through taking out their personal account, they can check their personal account for their business transactions. You know, I moved into consulting, so, you know, that whole move of me going to Bloomington, I really did well that year because I did per diems and then also did mileage. And really, at that point, that was way enough because I did 3 days a week plus travel. So by the time I did that, I was like, nah, I ain't telling them about nothing else because they're going to be looking at me like I'm crazy. You know?
Well, I mean, you know, the good thing is, too, you know, when you look at expanding – your businesses, you know, because it's one thing being an independent barber, you know, paying, let's say, booth rent. But for those, obviously, people may have aspirations to own their own shop, to own multiple shops. If you've got 2 years of tax returns showing good, because that's going to be a big part of getting business funding, is showing, you know, at least 2 years of tax returns. You can make $100,000, but you may only pay yourself out of that gross $100,000, maybe $50,000. So you show you got personal income, your business is thriving. It makes it so much easier if you're looking to expand and grow. And then now, as people have used this term, other people's money, now you can use other people's money to grow your business, keep your cash, and you're only worrying about servicing that debt, but you've got all of that capital to help grow and develop your business. So as a greater incentive, besides just tracking your business expenses, it can really benefit you in the long run by positioning you to get business funding and things of that nature as well.
Right. Exactly. Yep. You got to
awesome.
You got to start with the right thing. You got to file. You got to record your expenditures and your income, your revenues. And you've got to pay your taxes. You got to get your returns.
We got
so
to
go
more,
to
we gotta be
you
more
gotta
financially
be
diligent. We got to be more financially diligent. But, y'all, hey, man, look at this. It's after 10 o'clock. Hey.
Oh.
Hey, we've been on here a whole nother hour. I mean, we've been on here the whole hour. We've been in the barber zone, and now we've got what we call overtime. So, y'all, I appreciate you, Brother Mike. I appreciate you and all the information. But we will have a part two, my brother.
Two and three, if we need it.
Yes, because hard out here, yes, sir. So we gonna have to have a part two. So y'all be tuning in because we're gonna get this in because you know this is that tax season. If you filed that extension, you know, with this pandemic, it's changed a lot of things up. You know, we got an extra time to do our taxes and all that good stuff. So coming that time. But y'all, we gotta, you know, in the next couple of weeks, you know, it's Mental Health Month and Domestic Violence Month and Cancer Awareness. So I'm gonna be busy here on the show. But we're going to get it all in, y'all. We're going to get all this good information out for you. And hopefully, prayerfully, that something that was said in the Barber Zone tonight and any of the shows will be used to help you in your life, will be a positive light in your life somehow, some way, that it'll be beneficial. That's the whole reason I do this, is that I can get with my brothers, my sisters, my family, my colleagues, and share some positive information. That's the whole thing. And, you know, we did it tonight talking about stimulus checks, unemployment compensation, getting into the pandemic relief with my brother right here, Michael Hargrove. Brother, hats off to you. I appreciate you. Keep up the good work in the community, and especially for our dads, man, because, you know, the society and the powers that be have tried to do what they could to tear up the black family, to tear up the black family unit, to eliminate the head of the household. But, you know, we're not going to let that happen. You know, we're not going to let them tell us that we're useless and that we don't need to be in the house, because we don't have to have the house. Just let me see my kids outside on the playground. We don't got to be in the house. But just let me spend time with my children and let me be a positive example for my family. So, I'm on here. I'm on the line with three single fathers that are three single successful fathers that I would take anywhere with me to show them a positive example of what a black man's supposed to do for his children when you don't have the ideal, quote-unquote, family structure. So, brother, I appreciate you, applaud you, because I can say, Brother Mike, the stuff you're doing helps me and Chris Burke, because, you know, we've gone through some things.
Absolutely.
And we've had some conversations with you, and what you're doing is helping us to help other brothers, because when we're in the chair, pass this information along. Because, bro, Mike, a lot of this stuff that we went through back in the late 90s, I pass along to the brothers 90s. Today. The late 90s. Listen to that, man. The late 90s. But that stuff that we went through, man, I share with the young brothers today that are just entering this journey that we call fatherhood. So, and then, you know, I tell them, y'all, it's not going to be easy. Don't let them discourage you. But here's the information that you need. They didn't have this information readily available when I was coming through. So if I can help any of y'all brothers, here's the information. And if not, I got some individuals on my team that can. So I thank you, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will get to these other shows. But everybody, we've been in the Barber Zone. Join us next week. Become a friend, a fan of the show. Like the Facebook page, the Instagram page. Go to Barber Zone, blogtalkradio.com. Become a friend of the show so you'll get the alerts. And I appreciate you. You know, without you, there is no me. So I thank you for coming to get your head right this evening. And Lady Extreme, Chris Burke, Michael Hargrove, I appreciate y'all greatly. Brother Mike, I'm going to let you end it, man. Give us a good word when we going out, man. I'm going to let you end it. We're going to take off with a good word from the good brother, Michael Hargrove.
Can I ask Michael a yes or no question real quick? Just a yes
What's
or no.
What's up?
Weren't you there with us when we first started mental health too, Michael?
Not mental health, no, sir.
You weren't?
No.
I thought you were. But, I mean, we bumped into each other so many different platforms, and I thought it was that. But go ahead. I just couldn't leave that one.
Thank you, good brother. Again, just wanted to give my utmost degree, highest love and respect for Brother Moman. You know, this is a movement, and, you know, I'm just a servant. And it's my honor and pleasure to continue in whatever way that you need, any listeners on your show need. Also, wanted to reiterate contact information. You can reach us at 614-664-8829. Follow us on Facebook starting tonight. We'll be having robust posts and different things, updates. You can like us on Facebook at Dads, D-A-D-D-S, Financial Legacy Group. And also follow us on Instagram. That's D-A-D-D-S, F-L-G. That's D-A-D-D-S, F-L-G. Again, the number is 614-664-8829. And you can reach us via email, info@daddsflg.com. And just wanted to leave you guys, folk, I wouldn't say just guys, because I know we have all types of people listening. But again, just really with the foundation of Dad's Financial Legacy Group. And again, if you don't mind, just like to close out with a scripture that it really lays out who we are. And again, this is Proverbs 13:22. And this is a New King James Version. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. So we have a lot of stuff we do that's not right. And a lot of times when we do that, that money goes end up, those opportunities goes to someone else. Be on the side of right and righteousness, because your children's children are relying on you. God bless you. Thank you so much for
Amen.
Listening to us. And we're here to serve.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. Hey, stay in the barber zone. Have a great one. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Peace.
Good night.
Here.